Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friz. If you guys are just joining us, Olivia and I are talking about my just got back trip, a cruise maybe I should say, to Alaska on Holland America with a partnership with Oprah Magazine. It was fantastic. But you know, Olivia, one of the most fantastic things was that I got a chance to go up on the bridge, talk with the captain, and really see just everything from that vantage point, which, you know, is a very, very special opportunity.
Absolutely. And you can imagine the stories he has to tell.
Oh, he has a lot of stories to tell. And I had a chance to ask him a couple of things. I wanted to ask him two things about the smooth sailing. The seas were great. And I also wanted to ask him about becoming a captain, what that whole process is about.
We're actually very lucky because sometimes it's a lot rougher. So, but for Oprah, we made the water smooth. No, we were very lucky, and it's now a little weather. But for Victoria, it actually looks nice again. So we'll have the whole week, all the ports, nice weather. We're just about to enter the Straits of Juan de Fuca. So that's the entrance to Victoria on the Canadian side, Vancouver Island, and also Seattle. Is on the American side. So to the right we have America, and to the left is Canada.
And where are we docking in next?
So we're now on the way to Victoria, Canada, and we should be there about just after 6 o'clock, 6:15, we should be alongside. Well, the luncheon today was for our mariners, the people that sail with us sometimes many days, sometimes just a couple times. But we want to recognize that because repeat business is, of course, good for business. Mm-hmm. So we had a lady on board that has sailed with Holland America over 2,500 days. So she's been on board quite a bit, and that's very special. It is, if you figure 100 days would take you probably 15 to 18 cruises or something. You take one cruise a year, so that represents 15 years of your life. If you sail one time a year. So just imagine what 2,500 days would look like. She's on the ships a lot, and we appreciate that.
Well, absolutely. You definitely want people to come back, and I can see why they do.
It is by far, I think, I go on vacation as well, but I think it is by far the best way to just enjoy and be pampered and see a little bit of the world. Normally, if you go on vacation, you go to one spot, and after 1-2 days, maybe you've seen it, maybe not in New York City or one of the bigger cities. But if you go to a smaller place, then 1-2 days are usually enough to see the town. And on a cruise, we recognize it. So we are on a different town every day.
Well, that's what's special about cruising, is that you get a chance to see a lot of different cities as you cruise along.
Yes, that's absolutely true. We sail all over the world, actually. We have ships of course, here in Alaska, Europe, Caribbean, Asia, Australia, literally everywhere in the world where there is something to see, we send a ship, and you can go on a cruise.
Well, where all does the Eurodam sail?
This summer we're sailing Alaska, of course. In the winter we will be going back to the Caribbean, and next year actually we'll be doing a little bit of Hawaii and also the Mexican Riviera as well.
Now, Captain, how long have you been captain on the Eurodam?
On the Eurodam, I've been about 3 years now. Mm-hmm. as captain, but I've been captain about 15 years. And actually this week I'm celebrating 30 years with Holland America.
Tell me a little bit about the process of becoming a captain with Holland America.
Basically, it's a college education, so you go to school for 4 years. Actually, one of those years is on a ship as an apprentice or a cadet, so you have different tests to fill out and conclude, and then you go back one more year to school, finish your education, get a diploma and a license to sail a ship, and after that it is putting in the time, get the experience, do some follow-up in school, and then eventually you get your master's license. Typically takes 6 to 10 years to get a master's license, and then of course it's waiting for a position to open up within the company or within another company.
Well, I see that there's a lot of activity going on here up on the deck. So what's going on? I see that some of the guys are kind of looking out.
They actually just called out the orca. So somewhere is an orca.
And now that's been one of the really cool things too about this cruise, is that there has been so much wildlife that we can see actually from the ship.
Yes, and I think that is one of the beauties of Alaska, that you sail in between the islands, that you can see whales, you can see orcas, you can see... we spotted a bear together with Oprah.
Now, I know you have some help up here. So tell me a little bit about who helps you up here.
The typical manning on the bridge is two navigators and two sailors. One is a helmsman, one is a lookout.
Tell us a little bit about that whole process of getting into that Glacier Bay area and then getting out, because you had to turn the whole ship around.
Yes, ma'am. The Glacier Bay is a very special place in the world, but also in my heart. I love Glacier Bay, and it's about 50 miles to get from the entrance of Glacier Bay. We pick up, it's actually a national park, so we have some rangers that come on board, some national park rangers, to explain everything to all the people. And so during our sail up to the glacier, they do that. They give a couple of lectures and explain everything to the passengers. And then once we get to the glacier, I try to get the ship about a quarter mile off the glacier.
Beautiful.
And just try to give everybody as good a view as possible, because ultimately that's what you all are here for, right? To see ice fall in the water.
I guess people, me, one of them, still think of like the big, you know, wheel, you know, in the deck where you're kind of navigating the ship that way. But everything is done now with technology and electronics now, right?
So normally at sea, in the open waters, the computer, the automatic pilot steers the ship, and we can set it up, we can program the whole track of the ship in from start to finish, and all we have to do is press a button and the ship will actually speed up, slow down, turn, and do all of the things that are necessary automatically. So of course these guys are here to still keep an eye on that, following the track safely. And then when we get closer to a port, then we actually do go to hand steering and do everything manually to make sure all of that goes smoothly as well. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, so it's a mix. It's a mix between old time skill and navigation and maneuvering and modern technology to keep the ship on a safe track
right,
to get to the next port.
Well, I'm a firm believer that, you know, the old school techniques, you know, never really go out of style. So you definitely have to keep those even with all the new technology. But now I want to know a little bit more about you. So where are you from, Captain Timmers?
I'm originally from the Netherlands, from a town called Roosendaal, right on the border with Belgium. If you ever traveled by train from, say, Amsterdam to Paris, you came by my house.
Okay.
So I grew up there. I actually, none of my family members has anything to do with the sea, so it's a bit of a fluke that I'm here. But I in high school I went to a job fair, job orientation day, and I happened to speak to the merchant marine guy, and he had a very compelling story, so I checked out the school, and that's where I ended up. And so they, at that time I didn't even know about the existence of passenger ships or anything like that. So, but when it came to arranging my cadetship, the school said, okay, you go with Holland America, and you do your cadetship there. We think that will be a good fit. And so I came to Holland America. 30 years ago,
30
yes.
Years ago.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your schedule. So you are at sea this week for 7 days. So do you get a little break, or do you go right into another cruise?
We turn right around. So tomorrow you'll be off the ship by about 9:30 or so. And by 11:30 the next group of passengers will be boarding. So we turn the ship right around. We work, or at least I work, 3 months in a row.
Wow.
And then we have 3 months off, so my colleague comes on board, he takes over for 3 months, and then after 3 months I come back.
Amazing. He's a really cool guy. I had a great time interviewing him and talking with him. As you can see, he has a lot of stories to tell.
And you got to see Oprah, India RE, and Captain Timmers, all stars of the show.
Definitely all stars of the show. Now we've come down to the end of this segment, but you guys sit tight, because when we come back, we have Quarter Miles. You're on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Back in a minute.